Chapter 2. In the woodlands south of Redwall Abbey, other young creatures were abroad that day. A small gang of water rats, 8 in all, headed by one Grofgut. Leaving the larger vermin bands, they had wandered up country, seeking any opportunity to plunder, kill, or cause terror. This was done in the hope of establishing themselves as a feared vermin band. Thus far, they had made patchy progress, but Grofgut's confidence was growing daily. Warm noontide sun slanted through the trees onto a quiet stream bank. Some of the rats lay about by the shallows fishing the limpid waters, whilst others foraged for nests with eggs in. Grofgut disdained such menial tasks, letting the others do all the chores. By virtue of his size, strength and quick temper, he was the chief. Stretched flat out, he gazed over the bump of his paunchy gut, idly watching the blue-grey campfire smoke blending amid sun shafts. One of his minions, Hangpaw, limped up from the shallows, displaying a small perch dangling from a line.
"Yeah, Chief, look it! I got a fish!"
Grofgut was not impressed.
"Yeah, it's only a little un. Stick it on a fire and go and catch us some big uns."
An excited whoop rang out from farther up the bank.
"Yeah, come and see this, mates! I've got a eagle!"
Grofgut heaved his bulk up irately.
"What's that frog eye shouting about now?"
Plugtail, another of the gang, came scurrying up.
"Chief! Chief! Frog eyes captured a eagle!"
Grofgut shoved him to one side. The rest followed him as he went to investigate, grumbling all the way.
"Stupid. Rats don't catch a eagles. Don't that idiot know? It's eagles what catches rats."
None of the gang had ever seen an eagle before, but there was no doubt that frog eye had captured a big, fierce bird. It looked a lot like they imagined an eagle should look. Frog eye's lazy eye, the one that normally remained lidded over, was blinking up and down, exposing the milky-hued pupil as the rat danced around, prodding and tripping his find with a crude homemade spear. The wounded and exhausted bird stumbled forward, desperately trying to get at the life-sustaining stream water.